we're just getting started on a 2008 tour. We've been out here about a week, so we're still trying different sets, changes, and all that kind of stuff. So there's really no plan. We're pretty much just going to play everything until they kick us out. We'll see how far we get. This next song that we're going to do, you all know really well. It's a great song. We play it every time we play, but it's truly from one of the worst movies ever made. But it's a great song because it's about truth, it's about courage, it's about standing up for what you believe in, something you should try to do every day. What are we waiting for? Won't it remotely close to being in the desert. But this next song that we're gonna do is one of my very favorite songs. And we're gonna play it now.
Thank you.
the subject of love songs, this next song is kind of a, kind of a rave up love song, yeah? So if you're out there and you're by somebody that you like, you know, you want to get a love song, this is a good time to do it, but just make sure you know them. Don't get all creepy and weird out there.
Show you how sweet it can be. Down on the river. I love you too.
Hey, how you doing?
Some of this fine Tampa Bay water. We brought it all the way from the other side of the water, the bridge. We're in clear water now.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we brought the water from Tampa Bay.
We were in this huge thunderstorm yesterday. You get it today, right? We were in here doing sound check. It totally hit the building.
It did hit the building. So if I don't remember what I'm doing, that's my excuse. Okay. Thanks, Katie. Oh. Okay, we got a slow song for you. It goes like this.
Every keep me from falling. Every time I fall back, your arms are open. I hear you calling me. I hear you calling.
I hear you calling.
I hear you calling.
I hear you calling.
The show will be over. You just have to wait a little while. I don't think you've ever done that. Say hi to Mr. McMahon right here. And Mr. Chris Ross right there. All right, Spider, so tell me, is this from Inamorata?
That is absolutely correct.
Yes, it is.
It was, I think it was the first song we recorded for that record.
I think so too.
Yes, it was. Okay, we're going to give it a go. We haven't played this song yet. You're the first ones to hear it.
I'll be the first. This summer.
This summer, yes.
And if I forget the word summer, just call them out. As I know you know.
Must be that Tampa Bay water. Yeah. Okay, we're going to give this a go. Let's see what happens. See how this is. Here we go. Let's see.
How am I supposed to make it through another day? What am I supposed to do now that you've gone away? Is there anything encouraging you can say to me? Did you really think my heart was made of stone? Maybe you never gave it any thought at all. How nice to go through life oblivious and free. Screwing up your mind and messing with your sanity. How many days and nights will have to come and go before I realize what I already know? I'm better off without you, like I thought I'd be. Oh! Life is sweet, yeah. So Because we get to sit down.
So anyway, especially for you guys, you're going to listen to this. This is important for you. Young people and anybody that wants to take or wants to get educated in music and try to make a career out of it, it goes like this. Before you go into a studio, you come in with a thought. You're not sure what that thought is, and you have to let that expand. That's my job. As soon as I walk through the door of a studio, I have to come in with an idea and try to build a song, whether we write it or whether it's given to us, we have to build it. That's what I do. The next song started with a little keyboard part that I was messing around with. And I had a little delay in it, and I was messing with these little knobs, and I made this little loop, sort of speak, yeah? So anyway, we built the record from that little part, this little keyboard part. So now, trying to get as close as we can to the original recording that we made, I'm going to go in the back, and we're going to recreate that a little bit, so you can hear this little keyboard part now. When you hear the keyboard part, you'll know exactly what the song is. So I'm going to play a little different intro just to confuse you a little bit, okay? I'm going to try to confuse you. Let's see if you can catch on to this. I think you're going to notice and you're going to like it. I'm going to be right back.
And I know you're not supposed to do this, but it's okay if I ask you. If you want to take out your cell phones and turn them on and hold them up, face them towards us. This is kind of fun. I see three. Okay, that's good. Okay, take them out. Yeah, that's great. Hold them up, face them towards us. That's good, see? Much better than burning your fingers on those lighters, right? Okay, so hold them up for the intro, and then Spider will conduct you when the intro is over, yeah?
We belong together.
for you. Okay, now this next song I have been singing for longer than I want to talk about. And every time I come out here, I say, oh, I'm not going to do it anymore. I don't want y'all hated and blah, blah, blah. But tonight, we're just going to play the damn thing. Caroline's 10 years old, right, Tim? 10 years old, and she already made a CD. How about that? Pretty good, right? Okay, so here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna stand over by Mick. Can she reach her microphone? She can, right? Okay. She's gonna sing with me on Hit Me With Your Best Shot. You can sing on the choruses. How's that? Alright? Alright, now the rest of you know the words, and I will point to you when it's your turn, alright?
Okay, well, can you hear me okay? What I was about to say was, if any of you folks are Guitar Hero players, and if you haven't gotten to the expert genius level, you might have to take a little closer look, alright? There I go, I'm gonna come at you. Goes like this.
Thank you.
this next song that we're going to do, we wrote back in 1980. It was a long time ago when we were living in New York, and an article came out in the New York Times about child abuse. Now, I grew up in a really small town on Long Island, and I'd never heard about anything so horrifying. And after I read the article, our original bass player, Roger Katz, and I started to write words. And when we were finished writing, we handed him over to Spider, and we asked him if he could do something with this, if he could make it into a song. So he took his guitar, and he made it cry and scream and feel all the pain that we had written in the words. We play this song every time we play because it's important. We play in solidarity with the children at risk. And a long time ago, back in New York, we made a promise that we'd play it every time until every child everywhere was safe.
Children, and you know that there's a lies, and you got such a
And if your heart's a rage, you'll be beaten. Well, they're telling us we have to get out of here. No, we have to. Where are we going? Orlando. You can come. It's close. But we got a couple more before we go. Let me formally introduce the band. I know I said hi to these guys before, but please welcome Mr. Mick Mahan right over here. Say hey. Bashing your way back down, Mr. Chris Rollis. Now you know us, that's it. This next song I'm pretty sure that you all know about. Promises in the dark.
Patricia, mia moglie, Michelino, Chris, myself, thank you all for coming out tonight. Thanks for inviting us to your great party. We'd like to thank Lindsay as well, who played before us. We thought she did a great job. Lindsay. All right. We're going to send you off with this one, so be good to one another. And until we meet again.